unregulated capitalism and U.S. isolationism are destroying mankind, says Mr. Dick Snigula. One family owning more wealth than hundreds of millions of people is no longer environmentally or socially sustainable in a world headed for the climate change precipice. A new socialism is on the horizon, where massive matters of global sustainability and eco-survivability are managed by governments, international organizations, and communities, working together in tandem. Now the rich white men who run the global economy were alert to the wails of Greta Thunberg, a Swedish teen. Greta is the 16-year-old Nobel Peace Prize nominee, and winner of the alternative Nobel Peace Prize, who leads a global youth movement warning mankind that it is on the verge of a massive extinction of countless species, driven by climate change. It is not guaranteed that mankind will survive the 21st century. Radical social and economic change alone will save humanity over the next decade, or terminal and irreversible environmental decline will take place. Climate change, natural disaster, and unsustainable wealth inequality are the direct result of capitalism gone mad. The world is swiftly running out of options as consumers and global corporations owned by the 1% gobble up scarce resources, leading to global warming and destruction of the habitat. Greater environmental destruction has taken place in the past 100 years than in all of human history. The backlash is observed in climate change disasters, global conflict, mass migration, racial hatred in the West, xenophobia, Donald Trump, and Brexit. The only solution, apart from world war and mass extinction of the species, is a new world order governed by cooperation between powerful states in driving a sustainable global economy, where environmental sustainability is at the top of the hierarchy of policy choice. Echoes of a backlash against wealth inequality and austerity can be discerned from the angry politics in the UK and USA, where there is zero compromises between the right wing and the left wing of politics. Both sides have become anathema to the other. Nations that are aware of the danger the world is in include Canada, New Zealand, and Northern European states, who understand that global cooperation and not selfish nationalism and bigotry are the only option to save the planet from disaster. Republican and the populist USA, the world's most powerful economy and military, is no longer the leader of the free world. The new leaders of the free world are a motley of states such as Canada, New Zealand and the European Union, who understand the menace facing the world from nationalism, populism, and climate change. Donald Trump has thrown international cooperation and environmental sustainability under the bus to appease his angry white base. According to President Jimmy Carter, and no living ex-US president will be voting for Donald Trump in November 2020, a second Trump term will be a global catastrophe. Written by Mr. Dick Snigula. Connect with Dick Snigula on Twitter and Facebook.